Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that's One Nation Under Groove by the Funkadelic. George Clinton was born on this day in 1941. This day in history, here on July the 22nd. Now, right now in Scotland, there's a battle going on. There's going to be a vote taking place this fall where the Scottish people are going to vote whether or not they want to become independent of England, of Great Britain, and be their own nation. Well, on this day in 1298, on July the 22nd, the War of Scottish Independence at the Battle of Falkirk, King Edward I of England and defeated William Wallace and his Scottish men outside the town of Falkirk on this day in 1298. That was the same Edward I we talked about the other day who expelled all the Jews from England as well. Lovely man. On this day in 1939, the feisty Republican, progressive Republican, Fiorello LaGuardia, who was mayor of New York City, appointed Jane Matilda Bolin as judge of the Court of Domestic Relations. She was the first African-American woman judge ever appointed in New York City and in this country, and was appointed on this day in 1939. On this day in 1942 began the systematic deportation of Jews from the Warsaw Ghetto in 1942 to the death camps. And this was a day, you know, during the course, we're watching all this war going on in the Middle East right now, and we forget that sometimes the terrorism comes from all ends, and you can define terrorism in many ways. One of those terrorist groups in the late 40s was a group called the Irgun, which are a group of Zionists fighting the British in Palestine. And on this day in 1946, they bombed the King David Hotel. That resulted in 91 deaths of many innocent people. That took place on this day in 1946, just to get our history straight on what all that really means. On this day in 1963, one of the great boxing matches, up comes Floyd Patterson, who defeated Sonny Liston, and on this day in 1963. On this day in 2003, during the Iraq War, this was the day that the 101st Airborne and the Special Forces attacked a compound, and they killed two of Saddam Hussein's sons, Uday and Qusay, along with Mustafa Hussein, who was Qusay's 14-year-old son, and a bodyguard. It happened on this day in 2003. This is the day that Emma Lazarus was born in 1849. She's the one who wrote the poem about accepting all of our poor that is on the Statue of Liberty. She's born on this day in 1849. So the poem on the Statue of Liberty, called The New Colossus, written by Emma Lazarus in 1883, is kind of really appropriate to what was going on right now with what's happening on our border. Just think about who we are as Americans and what we're supposed to believe in. Let me read this to you. Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land, here at our sea-washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand grows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. Keep ancient lands your stone pomp, cries she, with silent lips, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Let's remember her poem now as we think of what's happening on our border with Arizona, Texas, and Mexico. And let's say happy birthday to Danny Glover. That's our day in history. See the rest at SteinerShow.org. On our way to break, we're hearing the Indigo Girls performing Buffy St. Marie's famous song, Bury My Heart in Wounded Knee. Emily Saylor's of Indigo Girls was born on this day in 1963.
Get nailed. Still Leonard Peltier goes off to jail.